Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. You have tuned in to the Power of Prayer with Prophetess Patricia Williams. We will be discussing the principles of prayer and how your prayer can invade heaven. Now sit back, relax, and allow the Holy Spirit to minister to your spirit. Good evening and welcome to another episode of the Power of Prayer Show, where I'm your hostess for the next 30 minutes, Prophetess Patricia Williams. I greet each and every one of you for tuning in today, even for your faithfulness. And if you have any questions or comments, I urge you to call the number, which is... Number is 347-324-3622. That's 347-324-3622. Anytime you have a question or comment, please feel free to call in and we will answer your questions as best as we can. And as I said before, I'm so elated that each of you took time out to tune in today, and I know I had several things come up myself, which couldn't be helped. But I thank Apostle AJ, and I thank Apostle Thomas for going on, because that's one thing. Whatever comes up, we can't stop the work of God. Amen. So now we're going to be discussing the types of birds that is within a ministry. I know that we had it down before, but things that came up, like I said. But once again, I thank each of you for bearing with us and to tuning in, faithfulness of your tuning in. So we're going to talk about the birds, the different types of birds that are operating in the ministry, and there are so many undercover birds and spirits that are operating in the ministry on today. And we don't want the people of God to be confused or to be ignorant, because the word of the Lord say he would not leave us ignorant of Satan's devices. So as I was looking over this topic and was enlightened by it, because there's many times that we can be sitting in the body of Christ or we can be in a ministry and don't realize what is going on among us. We can feel spirits, but we don't know what those spirits are, because remember, every spirit has a name and they are sent by Satan. And also it is very common, because when spirits are too comfortable to the place that where they want to sit among the body of Christ, there is something wrong. And that's when we have to kick in our spiritual discernment. And so as I was researching this topic, the different types of birds operating in the ministry, we always talk about the eagles. The eagles are the most strongest bird, yes, but there are many more birds besides the eagle. So we just want to concentrate on the other birds. And I want you to get your pencil and your paper out, And I just want you to jot this down. And if the woman of God or the man of God come on, they can just jump right in it, because I know God has really enlightened me on this subject, and I want your feedback and your input as well. And once again, if that you have any questions or comments, please feel free to tune in. And don't hesitate. I mean, this is what we're here for, to help you enhance your spiritual learning, because I am a believer of the Word of God, that iron sharpens iron. Nobody knows no more than the next person. Welcome, Apostle LaJay, to the show.
How are you, woman of God?
Oh, I'm blessed, and thank you so much for covering for me during my little period of being absent and having things going on. I thank you so much, man of God. So we're finally going to get to the topic that I've been wanting to discuss. We're going to get to it. I was talking about earlier, before you come on, we always talk about the eagle. Everybody wants to be an eagle, to rise above everything and stuff. And we know that the eagle is the strongest bird alive. But we want to talk about the other birds, the other little spirits, the birds that are within a ministry, and most people do not even know what's going on. They just feel a spirit, but they don't know what the spirit is. So let's talk about that vulture, because a vulture comes to kill and to wound a person that has already been wounded, but they add more hurt to the wound or to the person. So you can just begin it on off, man of God, with the vulture.
Woman of God, one thing I know for a fact is that when we look at a vulture, and we're talking about this in the natural first, a vulture is a very dirty bird. They pick up scraps.
Yes.
They eat anything. They're in everything. You could find them at any given time, day, noon, or night. Even their stature is ugly. And the reason why they're like that is because I think that they are, according to science, they are the skunk of the bird kingdom. But when you look at a vulture, if you look at a vulture spiritually, there's a lot of people who operate in that, and it's actually a demon spirit. And it actually is sent to feed on the works of the flesh. And that's what a lot of people miss about this spirit. Mm-hmm. It is, and that's its job. If you remember, vultures feed on Karen. And if you know what Karen is, and I don't want to be too technical, you know, because I'm a science buff, but I don't want to be too technical. But they feed on rotten flesh. So what I'm saying is, spiritually, what a vulture does, it makes sure it rottens out everything around it so that it'll be the only one there to eat it. And if you look, and if you look at that word Karen, because I was thinking about it today as I was driving, and the Latin word, woman of God, for Karen is caro. And caro it stands for carnal. Things that are not spiritual are carnal. So this spirit, the way it operates, is it attacks. This is a demon spirit that attacks flesh, and it'll eat up whatever flesh it can. And if you notice, with this spirit that it operates in, it doesn't care if it's dead or alive, just long as it gets the opportunity to rotten it out.
Yeah. Wow. So there are vultures among the body of Christ to also make the ones that are really want God, make them turn away or like the one, because we know the church is like the hospital. They comes to heal the wounded and heal the sick, but their main
right.
focus is on just keeping them at that place what they are in right now. So wouldn't you say there is a bunch of them that is there now, and we talking about spiritually, because just like you said something key, they are the dirty birds. And you know, once that we come to a Christ, we're supposed to be cleaned up and washed. They really don't want to be clean. They really don't want to be washed. So their main focus is attacking somebody else, not to get what they really need from Christ. Wouldn't you say that?
Absolutely, woman of God. And you know what?
Mm-hmm.
And you brought up a key point when we were talking
mm-hmm.
about them spiritually inside of the church. Because
yeah.
if you notice, the characteristics of a vulture, they don't come by one. They come by a group.
No.
And the reason
mm-hmm.
and the reason why that happens is because, and even in the house of God, if you pay attention,
mm-hmm.
there's a lot of people operating in the vulture spirit because they feel deemed to their flesh. And
yeah.
that's what's happening now inside of the body of Christ. People are being subject
mm-hmm.
to the vulture spirit. But you know, woman God, I laugh, you know, because as I
mm-hmm.
think about this, you know, and this broadcast is bringing even so much revelation to me, even
mm-hmm.
as a pastor, you know. And if you remember,
yeah.
it's somewhere in Romans the 8th chapter, and you remember it
mm-hmm.
says, "For if you live according to the flesh, you will die. But if by the
yeah.
Spirit you put to death the deeds of the body, you will live.
Yeah.
For as many
yeah.
are led by the Spirit of God, these are the sons of God." I don't understand how people feel that they can operate spiritually like a dirty bird and expect
mm-hmm.
God to
yeah.
bless them spiritually when they don't want to be no spiritual good.
That's it. That's it. So basically they just want to keep the same ways of the world. They do not want to come clean. They are just really happy by the way they are. Don't
yeah.
change me. Just leave me alone, because I'm satisfied how I'm living. And it brings up a key point. You have a lot of them that's like that, wants to live both sides. They want to live for God, yet they want to live for the world. And then you have the vultures that will encourage them, hey, it's okay, you can do that. And you know, it is a lot of right there now in the church saying, okay, you don't have to come all the way out to live for God. And which is not right, because you're gonna have to give up the ways of the world and the world. So I think the vultures are sent to keep them in one place, complacent. And I can say this too. They are miserable, man of God. Do you feel like they are miserable? Because they really want the change, but they don't really want it, but then they really don't want to give up nothing else. So do you feel they are miserable?
Well, God, I believe absolutely they are miserable. I'm going to tell you why.
Mm-hmm.
Because you, the characteristics are two birds. You said
yeah.
an eagle. We all know that an eagle stands for the prophetic. But
yeah.
we know that a vulture is also an animal who likes prey, just like an eagle. The difference between
yeah.
the ones who want to come out versus the ones who don't want to come out versus the ones who want to come out is they're counterfeit. And some people don't realize that until they actually get delivered and they throw up all their hangups and they do what they're supposed
mm-hmm.
to do physically, they don't understand
mm-hmm.
that they actually are operating in that vulture spirit, which is counterfeit. You're counterfeit.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason why you're
yeah.
counterfeit is because you're trying to operate in the spirit of an eagle, but you have the characteristics. That's how you're able to get by and fool people. And that's how you're
yeah.
able to pass by because you have that hunting and that prey mentality, and you have, and it's like that scripture in Titus. It say you profess you know God, but in works deny Him, being abominable and unstable in all your ways. And it's the same way. You know, you look the part, but you feel the part, but really, if you scratch the surface, you find out that it's counterfeit. And that's the difference between people who want to come out versus come out. Those who don't want to come out, they accept being counterfeit.
Wow. And it's so much of the vulture spirit in there also. Okay, let's talk about this hawk. Let's talk about the hawk. And as I was researching, they have the spirit of Jezebel and Ahab. So you want to expound on that?
Ooh, woman of God, I'm going to tell you. The reason why. Ooh, this is so good. I could spend forever on this. Let me explain the characteristics of why a hawk can operate in Jezebel and Ahab. I came from the country, and I'm gonna start in the physical side of it. And there was an animal that would roam around in the sky to eat the other birds on the ground called the chicken hawk. And the chicken hawk, he would eat chickens, he would eat ducks, whatever he could get his hand on, he would eat them and swallow them up so he can use them for his luck and control, or to fulfill his needs. Same way with a hawk. The reason why a hawk is operating the Jezebel and Ahab spirit, it don't care what it kill, it don't care what it eat, it don't care what it manipulate, it don't care what it set out to control. Long as it gets the opportunity to eat it up and control it, it has done its job as the hawk. And there's a lot of people now who operate in that hawk spirit. And the reason why they operate in that hawk spirit, woman of God, is because they're able to operate fully in that Jezebel and Ahab spirit, which could be either or, male or female, who is able to control, who is able to manipulate, and who's able to counter the atmosphere, regardless if they have to eat their own kind to do it.
Okay, so the hawk don't care what he got to do or who that he has to hurt to get himself in the position where he needs to be.
Exactly.
And that brings me back to the point of where that you have new converts coming in, and they already established their position. We talking about the hawk. They can be intimidated, right, as well.
Very much so, because they can be very intimidated, especially by the eagle, woman of God, because the eagle is bigger in stature than them, and they understand that the eagle can request dominance over them at any given time.
And they also like to sow seeds of discord to make the other person feel less than what they really are, or what they don't really need to feel. They be making the other person feel like they are a nobody. And I also read about the hawk. They appraise on other people, or birds, or you know, animals. They got a watchful eye. They praise over them. And they love confusion. And I think, Lord have mercy, we got a bunch of that already in the body of Christ. Confusion, souls of discord. And they are quick to defend themselves when they are approached. They can easily defend themselves. And we are talking about all of this that is happening now in the body of Christ, which is the hawk. So, do the hawk ever realize who they are, or they will only just try to fight for a position?
Woman of God, that hawk gonna fight for a position. And the reason why that hawk gonna fight for a position is because it has the same mentality as a prostitute. closed legs
wow.
don't get fed.
You
understand
now.
What I'm saying? It is the prostitute section of the pimp game. And the reason why people
yes.
don't understand the spirit of a hawk is because, again,
mm-hmm.
they get confused. They look at this, they look at a person who operates in that spirit of the hawk as
mm-hmm.
as somebody who's zealous or somebody who just, you
yeah.
know, that is very intent when it comes down to
mm-hmm.
it. But they fail to realize is that my person who operates in the spirit of the hawk, they're going to do whatever they have to do, even if it means prostituting you, your gifts, your peace, your ministry, in order for it to get what it needs to get. Because it is intimidated, and its intimidation
mm-hmm.
can turn into manipulation.
Yeah. Wow. Yes, yes, yes. Okay, now let's go to the pigeon. Because the pigeon just loves to eat up stuff. They are just picks and picks and picks. What's your view on the pigeon?
Woman God, once again, you know,
uh-huh.
You with all these, you speaking my language here. Look, if you pay attention, if you pay attention to a pigeon,
mm-hmm.
a pigeon, once it gets comfortable at home,
mm-hmm.
it'll fly. You can open the cage and it'll fly out. But
mm-hmm.
when it's tired of flying away, it'll come back home. Remember,
yes.
they used to have a scheme called the pigeon drop. You remember that?
Yeah. Yes, indeed. Yep.
Called the pigeon drop. What's
it
happening
is.
Now is spiritually, those who are operating in the spirit of the pigeon, what's happening
mm-hmm.
is they're leaving out the house. But they're coming back in somebody else. You understand what
wow.
I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
They come
yeah.
back something else. They're coming back.
Mm.
They're coming back. They bring in mess with them. They bring in additional
yeah.
spirits. You find out from the pigeon drop how
mm.
vulnerable and how wide open they are. That's why it's very mindful. And if you look at this spiritually, you're very mindful of those you send out. Because
yeah.
those who you send out might not necessarily be equipped or capable enough to handle the other parts of the sky like an eagle
mm-hmm.
might.
Yeah. So now let's go to the spiritual realm, because they like to eat up the seeds of a ministry, but then they were never put into it.
That
they
is.
Just love to eat up the resources of a ministry. And we have some people like that now.
Oh, yes.
What is your intake? What is your
well,
intake?
Well, God, yes. You are so right.
Mm-hmm.
And these are the people, and I hate to say it this way, those who operate in the spirit of the pigeon like that, these are people who don't
mm-hmm.
tithe. These are people
yes,
who are not Christianly fervent. And that's the same ones leave out of the house of God. You let them out, they'll leave out of the house of
mm-hmm.
God. And they get mad because the church have finances, or they get mad because the pastor is getting financially blessed. But on the flip
yes.
side, they don't want you blessed because they not
mm-mm.
blessed. If they can't
exactly.
have it, you can't have it. And that's what's happening.
That's
you got a lot of people, not just financially, but spiritually. They go, you let them out the house, woman of God. They
mm-hmm.
go and they pick up all kind of spirits. They get themselves in all kind of mess. And no, it's wrong. But they come
mm-hmm.
back in the house of God and eat up all the anointing. They eat up all the service. They pull on your strength, whatever the case may be.
Yes.
And then they leave out, and it's a constant cycle. They go do the same thing over and over.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow. And we have a lot of pigeons that is just draining the ministry. And that's when our spiritual discernment has to kick in. Now let's talk about the eagle. And like you said earlier in the show, the eagle is a prophetic. Everybody wants to be an eagle, but are they capable to handle the task of an eagle? Man of God.
Oh my God, a lot of people don't understand that
mm-hmm.
eagle, there's different breeds of eagles. And that's
mm-hmm.
what people fail to realize. You know, you have your actual mm-hmm. American eagle, and you have your mm-hmm. bald eagle. You have different eagles. And what a lot of people fail to realize is they think that they're deemed capable to be an eagle, but what people don't fail to realize is they don't see the warfare that an eagle have to go through in the sky. And that's what separates the men from the boys. Eagle still have to, even though he's one of the most dominant birds in the sky, he still got to fight to maintain his position. And when we look at that word fight, we know that's symbolic with warfare. When you operate in the prophetic, you have to deal with a lot of warfare. But some people, the reason why they never going to be deemed to be an eagle woman of God is because they're not good with warfare. They take warfare and they use warfare as either a form of manipulation, or they use warfare as a form of a pity party. And an eagle, if you notice, they don't show no weakness. They just keep grinding. And that's what a lot of people fail to realize. With the spirit of an eagle, when you really have the spirit of an eagle, you ain't got time to show no weakness, because you are just like Sophia on The Color Purple. You understand that all your life you got to fight, and you don't stop, you don't pause from fighting to cry about that you got to fight, because you're an eagle.
And I've noticed about eagles use wisdom. They don't just go out. They use wisdom first before they even do anything. And eagles do not hang around a lot of people, and that's how it is in the spirit realm, man of God, because some people think you may be acting funny because you're not talking, because that's what happened to me today at work, because I'm in a season of a consecration and of fasting, and I don't talk as much. And the first thing they say, what's wrong with you? What's wrong with you? There is no sense of me telling you if that you don't know, because you can easily Miss Patricia is on her fast, or she is separating herself for a season or something like that. But there comes a time where the eagles do not mingle around with, everybody, because they are trying to get what to do next. You see what I'm saying, man of God? They are trying to find out, what's the next move? Where do they have to go next? Or did something like that? What is your intake on that?
Woman of God, the reason why eagle work hard, they don't work hard, they work smart. And that's what a lot of people fail to realize. Eagle really got two pairs of eyes. And if we look at that spiritually, that's the prophetic. And the prophetic, what it teaches you is, it teaches you that you don't have to rely on your human eyes, but you can rely spiritually on the eyes that it provides. So that's why a lot of people fail to realize those who operate in the spirit of the eagle, that's why they are the way they are, because they're constantly getting instruction, and they're constantly maneuvering on how to work smart and not to work hard.
Okay. All right, we're going to continue this on next week, especially the eagle, because people in the body of Christ really, really, man to God, need to understand what that bird is. So we're going to continue this on next Monday, part two next Monday. So until next week, everyone have a blessed week. And thank you so much, man of God. You be blessed.
God bless.
God bless you.
Thank you for joining us today on The Power of Prayer. I pray that your souls was blessed on today. But most of all, I pray that you have received revelation regarding your prayer. If you are blessed by this ministry, please drop us a line at faithisthekey_prayer@yahoo.com. You can also mail your prayer request to P.O. Box 6723, Alexandria, Louisiana 71307. Don't forget to tune in every Monday at 5:30 p.m. You can also check out the website at www.patriciajwilliams.web.com. Remember, prayer is the key, faith unlocks the door. Until next time, be blessed.